Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 31. Isaiah, the 31st chapter, we'll be reading the first four verses. We'll read these verses responsibly. That's page 740 in your Scofield Bible. Verses 1 through 4 of Isaiah 31. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. The second verse is the text verse for this morning's message. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is holpen shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. And let's pray. And Father, once again, we have a wonderful, precious opportunity, that of hearing your word preached by the man of God. Now, Father, back in days of old, they came from many places and from many miles to hear the man of God, John the Baptist. Now, that was special, but we have this special opportunity because a man of God stands here in just a while, and we're privileged to hear him. Now, you've given him thy word, and we pray that you'd help us to learn from it and to profit from this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
I promise you that I will be finished preaching. I got one amen on that. I promise you that I will finish preaching no later than 12:05. I promise you that you'll be out by your usual time before 12:30. We'll try to give you back a few minutes even before that. So you can just rest at ease. You don't have to look at your watch and wonder when he's going to get through. He's going to get through before 12:05, and you're going to be gone from here before 12:30, and perhaps even earlier than that. I want to read you a verse. I was reading through the Bible. You don't have to turn to it. I was just reading the other day, and sort of just reading casually through the Bible, and I came to this verse. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil out of this, and will not call back his words. And will not call back his words. When you were a child, did you do what I did? Some little kid would say something bad about me, and I'd grab him and sit on top of him and twist his arm behind him and say, take it back. Take it back. Because I ain't going to take it back. I'd twist his arm more. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. And I'd do it till he took it back. That's exactly what it says here. God said, I won't take it back. What I've said, I will not call it back. Yeah, I'll never undo what I've said. When I say it, it's all settled, it's etched in stone, and I will not take it back. Let me be your pastor this morning as I talk to you on the subject. God will not take it back. Our Heavenly Father, what a responsibility it is. I was thinking a while ago that used to, when I was a kid preacher, young preacher, it took me years to preach to this many people total. I mean, if I preached to 50 folks every service, it took me a mighty long time to preach to this many people. And what a responsibility it is to be the only Sunday morning messenger that these people will hear this week. And I pray you'd speak to my heart and the hearts of the people. In Jesus' name, amen. May I ask you to sit up straight, look right this way for a few minutes. I want to help you. You look mighty bleak. The Hitler of his day was attacking Judah, God's people. The ruthless armies of Sennacherib were invading. Get this, 200,150 people were taken captive. 46 fortified cities had fallen. But more than that, and worse than that, the beloved king of Judah, the great Hezekiah, the man who probably led in the greatest revival that Judah ever had, the great Hezekiah was off his throne. The people did not know where he was. He was their security. He was their hope. He was their leader. He was their king. Something awful had happened. The people were so scared. I have not time to tell you of the mighty army of Sennacherib who came with his Assyrian army from the east. By the way, from Iraq is where he came from. I cannot tell you the ruthlessness of the army of Sennacherib. And because of that, Judah had made an alliance with Egypt of all people. Listen to me now. No talking. Judah had made an alliance with Egypt, asking Egypt to protect them from Sennacherib. Now I want to say this to Mr. Bush and everybody else. Alliances with heathen nations are against this book. Always have been, always will be. But anyway, they had made an alliance with Egypt. And the truth is, they began to doubt the Word of God. I mean, God had made some promises to them, and they began to doubt that. I mean, how can it turn out okay? How can this turn out right? How can all things work together for good to those who love God fit into this? And they began to doubt the Word of God. They could not see how His promises could be true. There was no way they could see it. Now, carefully listen to this. God got a little peeved with them. This statement I read a while ago, He will not call back His words. Is written, God's a little bit upset. He's aggravated. And He tells them, because they could not see it, and God got a little peeved, and almost angrily says, I will not call back my words. Didn't I tell you I'd be with you? I'll not call back those words. Didn't I tell you everything's going to work out for good? I'll not call back those words. And God got a little angry, and God said, listen, I said it, didn't I? Now you believe me, I will not take back what I said. Then He says, follow me carefully. Then He says, your king is gone, and I know it. You don't know where he is. You've always seen him on the throne of Judah. And now your king is not on the throne. And now you've lost security. But He said some of the most beautiful words in all the Bible. He said, but thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. King Hezekiah is gone right now, but he's going to come back. And mine eyes shall see the king in his beauty.
Mine eyes shall see the King in His glory when Jesus returns for His own. Mine eyes shall see the King in His beauty.
He's coming back.
Mine eyes
right
shall see the King on His throne.
You'll see Him on His throne.
Mine eyes shall see the King in His glory.
Yes.
When Jesus returns for
sing
His
sing it with
own.
Us, would you please? Sing it with us. Lead us, Elaine. Ready?
Mine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. Mine eyes shall see the King on His throne. Mine eyes shall see the King in His glory. When Jesus returns for His own.
Thank you, Elaine. It's pretty bleak right now, isn't it? I mean, you got burdens and heartaches and trials and problems and sorrows and sadness. And you, like the people of Judah, the people of Judah said, if you could just get one glimpse of the king, and God said, you're going to see him again. He'll sit on that same throne where he was. He'll come back to where he was. When he comes back, he'll come back to lead you and give you security. And God got peeved at the people. And God said, didn't I tell you I would take care of you? Well, he said, I will not take back what I said. I'll do what I said I'd do. And bless God, he will do what he said he'd do. And he said, your eyes shall see the king in his beauty. And then, let's go back to our text. A little irritated, God said, I will not call back my words. This is a little bit like what God was talking about in John chapter 14 when he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, you quit doubting me, there is a heaven. He said, you quit doubting me, I'm coming again. And you quit doubting me, I'm going to receive you unto myself. And you quit doubting me, where I am, there will you be also. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Thank God this morning, you cannot put your life down in the anchor of politics, the anchor of pleasure, or the anchor of money, or the anchor of acclaim, or the anchor of fame. But bless God, you can drop yourself at the anchor of the blessed Word of God. And what God says is true, it'll not pass away, and He will not take it back. God comes this morning, those of you who hurt and doubt some. And God said, I told you all things work together for good to those who love God, to those that are called according to His purpose. Now believe me, I won't take it back. But you say, I don't see how. You don't have to see how. He'll not take back what He said. These poor people of Judah, afraid of the armies of the east, under the vicious, wicked Hitler of the day, Sennacherib, marching across, taking captive over 200,000 people and plundering 46 of the cities of Judah. And they're trembling, they're so scared, they even made an alliance with Egypt. And God comes down and He said, why don't you understand? I have already promised you that the king is going to come back, and I will not take it back. You will see Him on His throne, and the victory will come. By the way, the victory did come because a plague came in the land, and 185,000 Assyrians died in that one plague. And God gave the victory. Now listen, friends. If you're God's child and you're in God's will, the victory's on the way. You will see the king in His beauty. God will not take back what He said. Take it back, God. God said, I won't take it back what I said. And He says this morning to you, a little bit peeved and irritated, why do you doubt and why do you fret? I'll not take back what I said. I'll not take back what I said. I told you all things that work together for good. I'll not take it back. Now believe me, I will not take it back. He comes this morning to those of you who are too weak to face tomorrow. And He says, I'll not take back Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You come this morning and say, I can't make it tomorrow. Oh, yes, you can make it tomorrow. You say, I can't face tomorrow. Oh, yes, you can face tomorrow. My Bible said, no temptation hath taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. You hear that? He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. I was driving in the state of New York, and we came to a bridge, and the bridge had a sign up there, load limit. Load limit. How much load that bridge can take. And God knows how much you can take. And God will not put a heavier load on you than you are able to take. He didn't say you won't hurt, but He's saying that whatever He puts on there, you can handle it. And God says you can take it. He said, and He says this morning, He said, I'm a little upset with you. I'm irritated. I love you, and I'm your God, but I'm irritated with you. Didn't I say you can do all things through Christ? Well, bless God, you can do all things through Christ, He says. I come this morning as your preacher to tell you that I'm 64 years old. I've been pastoring churches for 43 years. I've preached over 50,000 sermons. I've pastored more people than any man's ever pastored in the history of this country. I know what I'm talking about. You can depend on that book. You can depend on it, and God will give you strength. And you, when you're weak, you say, I don't see how I can make it. Well, God said that you can make it because I said you could. I'll not take back my words. God comes to you this morning. You can't make ends meet financially. You wonder how in the world you're going to make it and how you're going to rear your family You got a bunch of little kids, and you don't know how you're going to feed them and rear them, and there's education, and you don't can't pay their rent, and there's food, and there's clothing, and prices are going up. And you say, I don't know how I can make ends meet. God comes to you and says, let me remind you, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And God says, I said it, didn't I? Oh, I wish I could take time this morning as an older man to tell some younger people what a wonderful God we have. You listen to me. Every promise in the book is true. Every chapter, every line, every verse, and God will not take it back. God says He'll supply your need. That means He'll supply your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He comes to you this morning, we have broken hearts, and broken hearts are all over this room, and I know hundreds of them myself. My heart's heavy this morning for several things. As I've tried to carry the load of this church and carry your burdens on my shoulders for 31 years, and my heart's heavy for a number of things this morning. And my heart was broken last night about some things. And not myself, but things about people and people I pastor. And all of us have broken hearts. Ah, but He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye be also. God's cure for broken heart, there it is. He said, let not your heart be troubled. What? First, believe in God. Believe in God. I don't mean believe there is a God. Believe in God. Put your trust in Him. Roll your load upon Him. Put your burden on Him. Believe in God. Number two, believe also in me. Believe in Jesus. Number three, in my Father's house are many mansions. Believe in heaven. If we're not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. You grab a hold to that. If you want your heart's trouble today, believe in God. I said, believe in Him. Believe there's a God. And believe that God's going to see you through. Believe in Christ. Believe in heaven. Believe in the second coming. God says, I told you. I'd strengthen you. And I won't take it back. I told you. I would feed you. And I won't take it back. You've heard me say time and time again, but I have to think about it now. When my little mother, before there was any such thing as Social Security, before there was any such thing as food stamps, before there was any such thing as government help, my little mother with an alcoholic husband with no food in the house, a little shack of a house, would put two little pickle jar lids on the gallon jar lids on the table for plates, and put a spoon on one side and a fork on the other, and no food on the table and no food in the cupboard and no food. We didn't have a refrigerator. We had a number two tub with ice in it and a quilt or newspapers covering it up, and put, if we had any milk or anything, put it around the ice in the number two tub, but nothing there, and no food in the house, not one piece of bread. And I've seen my little mother, I've seen her put that little lids on for plates and a fork and a spoon, didn't have two of each usually, and I've seen her bow her head and say, dear God, we thank you for the food we're about to eat. And we thank you for your provisions for us. And I'd look up and I couldn't see any food about to eat. And I didn't understand what Mother was thanking God for. But time and time again, while my little mama was praying, I've heard somebody knock on the door and say, I've got a food basket from the church, or some friends sent a food basket, and my mama would put that food on the table. And while I was eating, she'd dance around the table, clapping her hands, praising God. You say, why didn't you praise God? I did, but I praised God better on a full stomach than an empty stomach. And my mama praised God. Listen, young people in college, take it from a fellow who's been through college and worked his way through. My God, we'll supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. You folks who have lost loved ones, I know what you're talking about. I reached down and touched the dead body of my daddy, realizing probably he was in eternity without God. And I felt a hand touch my arm, and I looked around, and there was no hand there. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When my God talks about His strength, He means He has strength for you. When my God talks about supplying your need, He means that He said it. He will not take it back. I'm talking this morning. Some of you who are afraid. And God comes to you and says, I said it, didn't I? Didn't I say he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty? Didn't I say it? Well, I'm in it! I said it, and I'm in it! Oh, people of God, quit being atheists. Quit acting like the heathen world does. You say, preacher, you've got problems. Well, everybody has problems. Somebody said to me last week, said, Brother Hiles, said, you probably fight more battles right now than anybody in the world. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I have a church that is as united as any church in the world. I said, I have a church that is more one than any church in the world. And I said, I have the finest bunch of folks in the finest college in the entire world. And I walk out on my platform and my people are glad to see me. And some of them applaud when I walk out. And they love me and I love them. I said, if you want to feel sorry for some preacher, you feel sorry for that little fellow down in the country somewhere who has four or five deacons and two or three of them are against him. And the people are going to vote him out. And he walked in this morning scared to death. Don't you feel sorry for me? You feel sorry for him. But I want to tell you, it doesn't matter what your burden is, what your heartache is, what your sorrow is. God said, I said it, and that settles it. It's going to come just like I said it to pass. He comes to these people of Judah and he says to them, I told you, I told you, I will not take back what I said. He comes and says in Jeremiah 32:17, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. He said, I said that. I won't take it back. There's nothing too hard for God. You say, preacher, I can't see my way out of a problem. There's nothing too hard for God. You say, preacher, I don't know which way I'm going to turn. There's nothing too hard for God. But preacher, it's going to take a miracle. There's nothing too hard for God. And God comes this morning and reaches out and says to you as He shakes you good and hard, and He says, I don't want to get peeved at you, but I am a little peeved at you. He said, I will not take back what I've said, and I have said, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I will not take back what I said, and I said, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. I will not take back what I said, and I said, I said, he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll not take back what I said. And I said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. I will not take back what I said. And I said, there's nothing too hard for God. I will not take back what I said. And I said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Well, praise God and hallelujah and three cheers for Jesus today. What He said is true. He'll not take it back. He'll not take it back. Oh, people of God, quit doubting and trust. He comes this morning to those who are afraid. He comes to those of you who are lonely. And says, hey, I'm here. You don't have to be lonely. I'm here. I told you in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. I never read that verse without reminding myself there are five negatives there. Now, double negative is bad in English, but it's not bad in the Greek. In fact, the more negatives you got, the more true it is. There are five negatives. God said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. That's the English. In the Greek it says, no, I will not never leave thee, not never forsake thee. Five times He says, I will not leave thee, 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 I will not forsake thee, I'll not forsake thee, I'll not forsake thee, I'll not forsake thee. I'll not forsake thee. Five times He says it, and He says to His people this morning, why don't you believe me? Let me put it in my words. I told you that I love you. A changeless love is mine. An infinite love I give you. A love that's all divine. I told you that I love you with love that has no lack. My promise is eternal. I will not take it back. I told you that I'm with you. I'll never walk away. My precious Holy Spirit is in your heart to stay. I told you that I'm with you. My presence knows no lack. Don't doubt my words, dear children. I'll never take them back. I told you I'd protect you. Neath angels carrying wings,
So when in prison darkness, my child with praises sings. I told you I'd protect you. My power hath no lack. Those words that I've spoken, I'll never take them back. I told you of my comfort to meet the storm's chill blast. I'll never, never leave you as long as life doth last. I'll put my caring mantle around you, soft and warm, and walk your path beside thee, protecting you from harm. I told you of my comfort, my solace cannot lack. For once my words are spoken, I cannot take them back. I told you that I see you through all your lifelong race. No darkness e'er can hide thee from your dear Savior's face. I told you that I see you. My vision bears no lack. So trust my words, dear faint one. I will not take them back. Glory to God, He won't take them back. I told you that I'd feed you with needed daily bread. Then neath my traveling shadow, I'll tuck you into bed. I told you that I'd feed you. My cupboards have no lack. So do not doubt my promise. I'll never take it back. For every word I've spoken is in my book to stay. Not one lone, tiny promise will ever pass away. My word holds forth the answer, whate'er thy soul doth lack. So trust them, wavering children. I'll never take them back. You bear the load of several thousand people. You hurt when they hurt, live when they live, and die when they die. 31 years. I want to just reach out this morning and put my spiritual arms around you and say, quit fearing. Quit doubting. Quit worrying. Doesn't matter what your heartache is. Doesn't matter what the need is. Doesn't matter what your doubts are. Doesn't matter what your fears are. Just as those people lost their king, lost their confidence, God comes back and says, mine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. Mine eyes shall see the King on His throne. Mine eyes shall see the King in His glory. When Jesus returns for His own, our eyes shall see the King. The King is coming! Our eyes shall see the King. But until the King does come, God walks up this morning and says, every promise in that book I've ever given you, I'll not take it back. Devil says, take it back! God, I won't take it back. Take it back! I won't take it back. You can trust it. Now there's some promises, other than promises to God's people who have heartaches. There's a promise that says to those of you who don't know you're going to heaven, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Hath everlasting life. You know why I know I'm saved? Because I'm good? No. Though I am good. Very good. You know why I'm saved? Because I'm a Baptist? No, though I'm a Baptist. You know why I'm saved? Because I was baptized? No, but though I have been baptized. You know why I'm saved? Because I confess my sins to the priest? No, though I've never done it. And never will. Unless it's a high priest. You know why I know I'm saved? Because I found verses like that. Verily, verily, or amen, amen, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, you're hearing it, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. Says it. And when I get to heaven, if God says to me, you'll have to go to hell, I'll say, hold it a minute. Hold it a minute. I got something I want to show you, God. You may have seen it before. But I want to show you something, dear God. If I can find it. Read that for yourself. What does it say, God?
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Verily, verily, I say unto you. Did you write that?
Yes.
He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. Did you write that?
Yes.
Let me show another verse. And will not call back his words. Did you write that? Yeah. God will say, you got me. Come on back. Enter in the joy of the Lord. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweet refrain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. My Bible says if you receive Christ and believe on Him as your Savior, you can walk out those doors a child of God. Sins forgiven, name written in heaven, justified in the sight of God, and God will not even mark down your sins and or remember what you've done. You can be His child. He says you can. He's for the house. What if I go out this afternoon and don't feel like I'm saved? Look at the Bible. It still says it's in there. God does not change. He'll not take it back. He'll not take it back. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Our Heavenly Father, we come now to the close of this morning's service.